Prion diseases. Prion diseases are truly remarkable, but also very baffling. They're extremely complex and not much is known about them. They're very unusual in that the infectious agent is a misfolded protein, or appears to be a misfolded protein. And obviously we're used to infectious agents having DNA or RNA. The types of diseases that can be caused by this misfolded protein are a range in humans and animals, things such as Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, Scrapie, BSE. And they all have similar pathological processes and symptoms, and the diseases are usually referred to as transmissible neurodegenerative diseases or transmissible spongiform encephalopathy. And we'll explain why they're called that later on. So when we think about diseases, we should, of course, always begin with our key concepts. And in this case, we think first about homeostasis. And prion diseases are caused by a protein, a prion protein, and the normal prion protein is usually referred to as PRP. It's found on the surface of cells, and it's somewhere around about 250 amino acids in length, and when it's functioning normally, it has an alpha helical structure. And the types of cells you'll find it are mostly in the brain and the nerve tissue, particularly around the synapses. The next question we always ask is, so what are its normal functions? And we don't know for sure, actually. It's quite, again, quite baffling. But evidence suggests that it might be involved in many different things, such as sense of smell, transmission of nerve impulses. It may help regulate cell suicide, apoptosis. It may help prevent oxidative damage. It's at the synapse. Perhaps it's involved in cell-to-cell communication. Perhaps it's involved in long-term memory. Anyhow, when you suffer from a prion disease, what happens is the prion protein becomes incorrectly folded, and it's then known as PRPS. It's a misfolded protein. And instead of having the alpha helical structure, it takes on more a beta sheet structure. And once it does that, it's then able to convert other normal proteins into the misformed protein. How this happens, again, it's very puzzling because energetically proteins prefer to have a certain conformation, so it cannot be easy to convert the normal protein into the PRPS protein. And they infect other normal proteins, and eventually you get these fibrils, clumps of misfolded proteins on the surface of the cell. When they break off, they become infectious again and they infect more normal proteins. And then eventually what will happen is they get released from the cell and they'll form amyloid plaques within the brain. And these plaques will disrupt the normal structure of the tissue and the holes will appear. And of course, this is incredibly serious. The effects are somewhat slow, but they're very progressive. There's neuronal degradation, there's loss of coordination, and eventually there'll be dementia and death. How on earth do you pick up one of these diseases? Well, you can get them via ingestion of infected food substances. They can be inherited. Mutations can occur in the normal prion gene. Or they can be what we call sporadic, and we're not quite sure why those ones occur. They just occur in certain people. As you can see, very complex disease about which we don't know a great deal, but our key concepts are homeostasis, which we talked about, which is obviously disruptive, and then this involves a protein, and the protein is found on the cell surface.